And this is the Chancellor of Ivy Tech. It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn, who checks in on Thursday mornings. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Cruising along, as you say.
Your construction folks out Ivy Tech should be pleased with this week and how it's gearing up. Well, it's not as much fun earlier in the week, but at least the last few days has been dry, and it's going to be dry the rest of the weekend. So that should help you get everything covered up. Are we starting to put some windows and doors on out there? Where are we at?
Exactly. Well, we really are loving this weather. You know, it's kind of been kind of rainy and other things, so they've really been able to kind of move along, and they actually have covered the building up so they can get the work done during the winter months here coming up, and they're working, plugging away. The interior work on the second floor is really looking really good. A couple of the guys went in last week and said that, you know, the hallways are kind of framed. You can kind of see what's going on. The different rooms are framed out. And so we're working and rocking and rolling.
Wow. Well, Jenny, next week is awesome. Kind of finals week, speaking about
kind of finals.
That.
Tell that to the kids, Keith. Kind of is.
Well, not everybody gives a
These
final.
These are optional finals that you can take.
But the college kind of rolls out the red carpet for the students, and every day of next week is something special.
Yeah, you do that to relieve a little of the stress or try to keep their mind at the task at hand.
That's exactly right. I mean, just like what we do in the beginning of the semester when we welcome them at the end of the term, we always like to make sure that they're well taken care of. And Amanda Fronick, she's our Director of Student Support and Development, doing a great job.
So this is free concerts, a lot of food. What else you guys are
doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Chris Cakes is going to be back out again with a pancake breakfast, so that's going to be awesome. We're going to have a bagel bar for breakfast. We're going to have some Brain Boost smoothies, and all mixed within will be some board games, chair massages.
Why does your chair need a massage, right, Keith?
All right, that's okay. The joke, okay, got
See?
It.
Uh-huh. That's two of us. Well, I ask her the same question.
But look who you're dealing with, Jenny. I think you're not going to get a lot more of those questions.
I need that the massage. The chair is fine.
I pitched you that one. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And we got some really good news. Lynn Coyne, who's very well known in the community, is one of our new trustees for the regional.
Oh, absolutely. We are so pleased to announce, and it was in the paper. Last week, I was at the State Board of Trustees, and a resolution was passed to name Lynn Coyne as one of our regional trustees. And, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners know Lynn for the work that he's done in the community over the many, many years. And he's currently the president of the BEDC, and we're super excited. He's also an honorary member of our capital campaign that we're going through right now. Like to plug that as well. But Lynn is joining us effectively immediately, and we're excited about that.
And Lynn was former president of the MCCSC school board, too. So he's been very active in the community. It was something with IU Real Estate for a long time.
That's right.
Thought he retired and then ended up back at the BEDC. So he's been very active in the community.
Absolutely.
All right. You want to talk about some people that are leaving.
Start with Keith.
No,
please.
Don't.
Oh, and you know, Keith's going to kill me, but I really don't care. But we have some.
I've got your back. Don't worry.
We've got some retirements happening at the end of the year here, and today we're having a reception for a couple of people. We've got three faculty and one full-time staff member. Let me just real quickly go through those. We've got Jeanette Dix, who's been with the college. She's a full-time faculty member, teaches in office administration computers, and she's been with us since 1990. We've got Dave Johnson. Everybody knows Dave. He works in our facilities department. He's a student. He was a graduate of one of our degree programs, and he's been with the college full-time since 2004. And then Peg Nelson, she's been
there 30
with the college
years.
For 33 years. Whoa. Since 1984.
I'm going to be Ivy Tech's been around that long.
Oh, yeah.
For a little while.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, so she's leaving, and she's been a teacher for us, a full professor
in
the math department.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Well, and then, of course, my friend, Keith Klein.
Yay, Keith.
Keith has been with the college for 11 years. He started as an adjunct in 2003, and then he became our executive director for resource development. He's currently the chair of the communications program and an assistant professor. He teaches at IU. Everybody knows the different things that Keith has done throughout the community, but if I could just say a few of those things, he's currently serving as the president of the Board of Trustees of the Monroe County School Corp. He's a member of the Board of Directors for Porter County Youth Services.
Well, we're just
Bureau.
About out of time, Jenny.
Whatever.
And he's currently eating a cookie on the airwaves.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know when you sleep, how you even get all the things that you do. You do this radio show, you know, and the things that I'm, our campus is very proud. You're going to let me keep going, Keith. You're not going to let me stop.
I'll help him out on this one. Now, Jenny, we saw a cool thing in the paper yesterday. Ivy Tech one-year associate degree program has expanded to the Bloomington campus. That has to be exciting.
Okay, that's really cool program. It's called
pretty
the
intense
program.
You're going to get everything that you would get in 2 years in 1 year.
Well, because the reason I brought that up, you talk about how does Keith fit all the time in his day to do all these things. Well, a lot of people don't. And,
right.
This is why this is such a great program.
You got students are going to be going essentially 8 to 4 or 5.
Just like a real job.
Four days a week. The fifth day they're going to be doing other related things, but not in classes. And at the end of this 1 year period, so they're going virtually year round, they will have the equivalent of a 2 year degree from Ivy Tech, which they then can take to another school or make it a terminal degree at Ivy Tech.
That's right. And they'll take their classes together, the cohort, and they'll take classes that will then transfer on to, say, Indiana University or other colleges, four-year colleges. But we're looking at a specific type student with its specific GPA. And they need to have family support. The family actually signs off on.
I saw that part about the family pledges that they're going
to
give them a place to live for the year they're doing all of this.
Well, it makes sense.
Just for that 1 year.
talk about the cost, Jenny, because that's the neat thing. You're doing 2 years essentially for the cost of a year.
Right, exactly. And it's about $7,500 in tuition total for the 2 year program. So it's really excellent. It's a great program, and I love everybody to call us at on campus at 332-1559, and we'll get you directed to the person that can help you.
And people, and the reason why it is people, especially who have just left high school, who are used to going to school 5 days a week, and maybe don't need the free time of just going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to get into some other issues. This keeps them.
Well,
on
and the other part
narrow.
About it is, and Jenny touched on this, you don't have to be the valedictorian of your school to go in this program.
No.
But you got to be committed to doing the work and the amount of time it takes to do it.
It's like a real job. You got to show up 5 days a week from 8 to 5.
Well, you know, one of the biggest transition problems for a student going from high school to college is all of the free time they have.
That's what I was just talking
about. Because
in
high school, it's 8 to 4 or whatever.
Well, it's passing period. You have eight minutes between classes to get to your next class, and there's no freedom in that.
And this is new to us here in Bloomington, but they've done it other places, Jenny, and it's been a great success.
Yes, super successful in many of our other campuses across state, including our friends in Lafayette. They are doing great things there, and so now we're starting the program, and we're excited to do it.
Great.
And before we let you go, you're married to an old guy.
That's right. In a couple weeks, Neville turns 50.
Wow.
Yay!
50. Wow, that's really old.
I just hit 40. That's plenty.
The big 5-0. So we're going to – our son Keegan comes home from London on Sunday, and then the three of us are taking off for a little vacation.
We'll
so
take
I won't
next
be back
week
until
off,
2015.
And then we'll see you in 2015.
That's right.
We'll hear you then.
All right. Well, everybody congratulate Keith, please, for me.
You're absolutely right. Hey, have a wonderful vacation. Have a wonderful New Year's. And again, we'll get caught up with you then. I believe it's going to be the 7th or 8th, maybe?
The 8th. And we'll talk to someone else from Ivy Tech next week. But
perfect.
That's right.
You know, then Jenny is going to be taking some time off.
Well, you deserve it. You've worked hard.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'm glad. I'm excited.
You should. You sound like it. Get the hell out of here. Hey.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you next year, man. Get out of here. Hey, thanks, Jenny. We always appreciate your time and your energy.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
That sounds a little early, but we like it.
Jenny
Vaughn, she is the chancellor at Ivy Tech, and she usually joins us on Thursday, but we'll talk to her next year.